back here at U-High, where Central Catholic has beaten the Pioneers 58-46. And Coach Jason Welch joins us now up in our crow's nest here at the top of the gym. Coach, great win for your team here tonight. Great defense in the second half. I don't know if you know this or not. You probably do. You only gave up 8 points in the third quarter and only five in the fourth quarter play to get that win.
Well, I'll tell you what. Our guys really hunkered down. I thought they recognized shooters. And, you know, when you play defense like that, it gives you a chance to win on the road.
You played man-to-man like you normally do an awful lot, but you went to zone there in the last couple of minutes, and they looked a little confused when you did that. Tell us a little bit about that strategy.
Well, you know, here's the deal. It's a baseball adage. You know, we want to establish our defense with our man-to-man. We call that our fastball. But you got to have a slider, and some nights they can't hit it. And tonight, you know, we went to the slider, and it was it worked.
Started very slowly in this ball game. U-High got off to the hot start, but your kids didn't seem to panic there at the beginning.
Yeah, they came out hot, and you know, to be honest, I was proud of our kids to kind of hunkering down and just settling in and somehow getting that to a tie game at halftime. I thought that was you know, critical. It showed a lot about our kids. They didn't want to quit. They didn't back down in a hostile environment and did a good job.
And you certainly were the team that wanted to go up-tempo. Is that the type of team you are this year, or is
just
for this game?
No, I mean, obviously we'd like to run. If we can, running is it fits our strength. And if we can, that's what we want to do. We would like to run. And tonight we were able to get out and do a little bit of that.
I think the thing that impresses me with your team, though, is when you do push the ball, it for the most part, almost always seems like it's still under control, especially like when it's in James Morris's hands. He never seems to be, you know, out of control, pushing it at a high rate of speed up the floor.
You know, Jim does a really good job. James is, you know, he's just coming into his basketball kind of rhythm. I think that was maybe his seventh game. It's hard to believe. That's his seventh varsity game, and just getting better all the time.
You got very balanced scoring. Your players ranged, by my scoring anyway, from 12 to 7 points among your starting five. Yeah. You know, I'm sure you like that. They really share the ball well, don't they?
They really do. They're the epitome of, you know, not being selfish. They really move it, and it wouldn't surprise me, you know, if any of those guys were double figures. They can all score a little bit, and they're completely unselfish. And when you have that, and then you combine it with a little bit of defense, you got a chance.
And Eli Davis gave you some good minutes off the bench, especially in the first half, it seemed like.
Yeah, Eli did a really good job in the first half. You know, what can you say? He's a senior guard that, you know, does a lot for us, and, you know, tonight he did a great job coming off the bench.
All right, so you've gotten from an 0-4 start to an 8-5 record now. Are you finally ready to start playing some conference ball games? You've got to be getting into Illini Prairie conference play now anytime.
It's getting close. I think Friday will be our second home game of the year. That's hard to believe.
Is that right?
But yeah, it's our second home game of the year, and it's our first game in our conference. So we're excited to get into some conference play.
I don't remember who you're playing. Do you remember off the top of your head, or were you just thinking about U-High tonight?
Well, I know who we're playing. We're playing Tolono Unity. So
you've heard of them, I believe.
Yeah, I went to school there. So it's my alma mater, and excited to have them come to our gym.
What kind of year are they having so far this
year? They actually have a really good year. I think they're 11-1 right now.
Some of those schools that have been added to this conference, along with the five remaining schools from the Corn Belt, are pretty good basketball schools, in addition to being pretty good football schools. St. Joe Ogden, they've been doing well so far this year, haven't they? Monticello's a pretty good basketball program,
good.
I know for sure. You're familiar with the guy over at Champaign-St. Thomas
Moore. Yeah, Matt Kelly. It is. It's got a rich tradition of having some good basketball in that league, and we're excited. I mean, obviously, Brian Brooks does a great job at St. Joe Ogden. All those guys just do a great job, so we're excited. It's going to be a good league.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win. I know it's always good to get this rivalry matchup with U-High.
It is. It's nice, and we tip our hat to them. They've got a really good program and really good kids, and it's an honor to play against them, and you know, so we look forward to seeing that in the future.
All right, we'll let you go, and we'll see you later on down the road. Jason Welch, head coach of the Central Catholic Saints, as they win this one by a final of 58-46 in our WJBC Game of the Week.